Table of Contents for Tape 3, Side 1, Lesson 10.
HJPAD Sample Dialogues.
Tape 3, Side 2, Lesson 10.
HJPAD Sample Dialogues.
Continued.
This learning module is entitled HJPAD Sample Dialogues. In this lesson, you will learn how to operate standard window controls found in many dialogues while working in the Windows environment.
Currently, the only two programs that I've got running are JAWS for Windows and HJPAD. The Sample Dialogues submenu can be found within the Tools pull-down menu, and you can find Tools on your menu bar. I'm going to go ahead and activate the Tools pull-down menu with the hotkey combination of Alt plus the letter T as in Tools.
Alt T menu active Tools spell checker dot F7.
I'll down arrow to Sample Dialogues.
Sample Dialog submenu.
And press Enter to open this submenu.
Enter single page 1 dot dot dot.
JAWS speaks single page 1 dot dot dot. Single page 1 is the first item in this submenu, and dot 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 means that a dialog box is going to follow as soon as I press Enter. I'm going to go ahead and press Enter now.
Enter leaving menus, personal information 1 dialog, title colon MR period, radio button checked 1 of 4.
Upon activating the single page 1 dialog, we land in what's referred to as a group of radio buttons. The first radio button, in this case, Mr., is selected or checked by default. The thing to remember about radio buttons is that only one can be checked within a group at any given time. I'm going to go ahead and press the down arrow key until I wrap back around to the first choice in this group, which is Mr.
Title colon MRS period, radio button checked, 2 of 4. Title colon MS period, radio button checked, 3 of 4. Title colon Miss radio button checked 4 of 4. Title colon MR period radio button checked 1 of 4.
And here I am back at Mr. Two forms of user help are available at any time when working in any of these sample dialogues. JAWS screen sensitive help and Windows help. Let's hear the differences in the types of information that these two help options offer. I'm going to first press the JAWS keystroke, insert plus the function key F1, to see what screen sensitive help tells me.
This is one of a group of radio buttons. Only one can be checked at a time. Use the up and down arrow keys to move the check mark. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So we hear the type of control that our focus is currently on, as well as how to proceed within this dialogue or operate a particular control. So that's JAWS screen sensitive help. Let's hear what type of information we get when we press Shift plus F1 for Windows help.
Shift F1, Windows help, select the appropriate title that depicts who you are, period.
So this is Windows specific help. This help tells us the kind of information a control is looking for. This is also often referred to as pop-up or bubble help. This is because information actually appears on your computer screen in a little rectangular box. When you are finished with Windows help, you're going to need to press the Escape key to place your focus back on the control you were on before you activated Windows help. I'll press the Escape key now.
Document-HJPAD, personal information 1 dialog, title colon MR period, radio button checked 1 of 4.
So to recap, the differences between JAWS screen sensitive help and Windows help is that JAWS screen sensitive help gives you help on a particular control and tells you how to proceed within a dialogue or how to operate a certain control, whereas Windows help
tells you the type of information that control represents. It's also important to realize that Windows Help actually appears on your computer screen, whereas JAWS Screen Sensitive Help does not. It is simply spoken. I'm going to tab to the next control in this dialog.
Tab, first name, colon, edit.
And we've landed in what's identified by JAWS as an edit field. And this is the first of three edit fields that you will encounter in this dialog. An edit field allows us
to enter text, and in this case it's asking for a first name. Edit fields are very similar to word processors in that you still have much of the functionality in terms of editing and navigating within an edit field that you do in a word processor. I'll go ahead and enter my first name in this edit field.
E-A-R-L-E.
And then tab to the next control.
Tab, last name, colon, edit.
Here's another single line edit field asking for my last name. I'll go ahead and type that in here.
H-A-R-R-I-F-O-N.
And press tab to the next control.
Tab, street, colon, edit.
Here we end up on a control called the street edit field. And this is a multi-line edit field. And the amount of space or number of lines that's given within an edit field is going to depend on the type of information that's being asked for and will be defined by the amount of space the programmer of a given dialog box feels is necessary. I'm just going to type in as part of my street address the department that I work in, which is the training department. I'll go ahead and type that in.
T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G space D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T.
And I'll press Enter to move my insertion point to the next line.
Enter.
I'll type in my address.
11800 space 31ST space N period.
And if I'd like, I can move my insertion point to the previous line and have JAWS read that to me by pressing the up arrow, just like we would in a word processing program.
Training department.
And I'll down arrow.
11831 ST, port N period.
I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, city, colon, edit, combo.
Here we land on a control called an edit combo box. Let's press insert plus F1 here to see how this control works.
This is an edit combo box. Type in a value or use alt plus down arrow to open the list box. Use the arrow keys to move between the items. Use alt plus up arrow or escape to close the list box. Use the tab key to move to the next control. Frequently, an edit combo contains a history list of previously selected items.
So we hear that edit combo boxes are actually a combination of two controls, an edit field and a list box containing a collection of choices dictated by the program. You can either explore the list box by arrowing up and down through it to see if your city is in this list box, or you can simply type the name of a city in the edit field. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow through this list box.
City colon edit combo Albany.
I'll down arrow again.
City colon edit combo Annapolis.
And again.
City colon edit combo Atlanta.
We hear that not only is this list in alphabetical order, but it only contains the names of capital cities in the United States. And since the city that I live in, St. Petersburg, isn't the capital of Florida, I'm going to have to type my city in here. We heard that the last city that I selected as I was arrowing through the list of capital cities was Atlanta. And this item is currently selected. That is highlighted. If I were to move one of my navigational keys, I would take away that highlight and an insertion point would appear in my edit field. Since this item is highlighted, I can simply overwrite it. I'm going to go ahead and do that by typing St. Petersburg in here.
S-T-E-R-S-B-G.
And I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, state, colon, combo box.
JAWS speaks state, colon, combo box. So this is actually different than an edit combo box. Here, the only control is a list box, and you cannot type new items or new information into a list. You can only choose one of the available items within a list. Some combo boxes require that you use a keystroke, Alt in combination with the down arrow, to open a list box. This is becoming less and less the case. In this situation, we can simply press the down arrow to hear the first item within our list spoken. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Alabama.
And again, we're in an alphabetical list, and I can either continue to down arrow through this list until I get to Florida in my case, or I can navigate by first letter. I'm simply going to press the letter F.
F, Florida.
And Florida is selected within this list. I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, years of computer experience, colon, edit, 0.
Josh speaks years of computer experience, 0. This control is what's known as an edit spin box. You'll typically see this type of control when the information that's being requested needs to be in the form of a numeric value. You can operate this control in one of two ways. We can either arrow up and down through our list and make our selection, in which case the information that appears in the edit field portion of this control will be reflected by what's selected in the list, or we can simply type in our years of computer experience. And I've been involved with computers for somewhere around 14, 15 years, so I think I'll just type in 14 here.
1, 4.
I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, rank your computer knowledge, colon, advanced, left, right, slider, 0%.
Here we end up on a control called a left-right slider, and we hear that we're being asked to rank our computer knowledge, and the default setting for the slider is set to 0%. Since this is a left-right slider, this control is oriented horizontally, and we can operate this control by simply pressing the left and right arrow keys. I'm going to go ahead and press the right arrow key now.
1%.
Again.
2%.
So we hear that pressing the right arrow increments us 1% at a time, and of course, pressing the left arrow would decrease our value 1% at a time. I'll go ahead and press left arrow now.
1%.
And again.
0%.
If I want to increment by larger units, I can press either the page up or page down keys. Pressing the page down or number 3 on the numpad will increase the value of the slider. I'll go ahead and press this.
20%.
And again.
40%.
If I'd like to move my slider either from one extreme to another, that is from 0 to 100%, I can use either the home or the end key on my numeric keypad. For example, pressing the end key or the number 1 on the numpad will move me to 100%. I'll go ahead and press this now.
100%.
Pressing the home key will move me back to 0%. I'll go ahead and do this now.
0%.
And since there's plenty I don't know about computers, I'm just going to go ahead and rank my knowledge at about 25%. So I'm going to press the page down key one time.
20%.
And I'm going to increase one at a time by pressing the right arrow key.
21%, 20%, 20%, 25%.
And I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, types of applications you have used in the past, colon, word processor, checkbox not checked.
We've landed on a control called a checkbox. And a checkbox can either be checked or unchecked. And by default, this checkbox is unchecked. And since I've got some experience with word processors, I'm going to go ahead and check this checkbox by pressing the space bar.
Space.
I can verify that this is now checked by simply pressing Insert plus Up arrow, the command to read the current line.
Types of applications you have used in the past, colon, word processor, checkbox checked.
And I'm going to go ahead and tab to the next control.
Tab, types of applications you have used in the past, colon, spreadsheet, checkbox not checked.
I'll check this.
Space.
And tab to the next control.
Tab, types of applications you have used in the past, colon, accounting, checkbox not checked.
There are several other checkboxes in this dialog, so feel free to tab between them and check them or leave them unchecked according to your computer experience. The only other controls that we haven't seen in this dialog would be a clear form button, which when activated is going to set all of the options in this dialog back to its default settings, that is, clear all of our edit fields and put all the other controls in their original state. There's also an OK button and a Cancel button. The Cancel button will get you out of this dialog without making any changes to it, and the OK button, which is the default button, meaning that it may be activated regardless of whatever control in this dialog has the focus. And I can verify that the OK button is the default button in this case by pressing Insert plus the letter E. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Default button is OK.
And JAWS speaks, default button is OK. So I'm going to go ahead and press Enter to activate the OK button, exit this dialog, and place my application focus back in the application that it was in before I activated this dialog. I'll press Enter now.
Enter edit.
Let's go ahead and move to the next sample dialog, single page 2. I'll go ahead and activate the Tools pull-down menu, Alt-T.
Alt-T, menu bar, menu active, tools, spell checker, dot, 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 F7.
Down arrow to the Samples dialog submenu.
Sample dialog submenu.
Press Enter.
Enter, single page 1, dot, dot, dot.
And down arrow to the single page 2 selection in this menu.
Single page 2, dot, dot, dot.
And I'll press Enter to activate this dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, personal information to dialog, full name, dot, 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 edit.
Upon activating the single page 2 dialog, we landed in an edit field asking us to enter our full name. Currently, there's nothing in this edit field, and I can verify this with a read current line. I'll go ahead and do this, insert plus up arrow.
Full name, dot, 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 edit.
JAWS speaks, full name, dot, 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 edit. So we could type in our full name in this edit field. However, since we heard dot, 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 we hear that there's a dialog associated with this edit field. Sometimes dialog controls are situated next to each other and ask for the same type of information. Here, we have landed in an edit field, so we can type our full name here if we want to. But if we shift tab, I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Shift tab, full name, dot, 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 button.
We land on a different control called the full name dot 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 button. I'll go ahead and activate this button by pressing the Enter key.
Enter, personal information to dialog, full name dialog, name details first name colon edit.
So we hear name details first name colon edit. One good way of hearing the available controls in a dialog box is by using a JAWS keystroke that will read the controls within a dialog box in their tab order. This keystroke is Insert plus the letter B, as in Bravo. I'll go ahead and press this now.
First name colon edit N, middle name colon edit, last name colon edit, OK button, cancel button.
So we hear that the tab order of the controls in this dialog box are, of course, first, middle, last name, and we hear we've also got an OK and a cancel button in this dialog. And upon getting into this dialog, we hear that the first edit field that we land in is asking for my first name. I'll go ahead and type this in.
E-A-R-L-E.
I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, name details, middle name, colon, edit.
And I'm going to leave this blank, so I'll go ahead and tab to the next control.
Tab, name details, last name, colon, edit.
And I'll type my last name in.
A-A-R-R-I-S-O-N.
And if I press Insert plus the letter E, I'll go ahead and do this now.
Default button is OK.
I hear that the OK button is the default button in this dialog, so I'll go ahead and press Enter to activate the OK button.
Enter, document-hjpad, personal information to dialog, full name, dot, 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 edit, Earl Harrison.
And we hear that my full name has been entered into this full name edit field. So we land in the original dialog that we came into upon activating the single page 2 dialog, and the full name edit field is now filled in, when in fact I could have simply typed in my first and last name into this field originally and then simply tabbed to the next control. I'm going to go ahead and tab to the next control now.
Tab, street, colon, edit.
And like single page 1, this is a multi-line edit field. I'll go ahead and type my address in now.
118 0 space 3 1 S T space C R T space N period.
I should have probably put training department at the top, so I'm going to press the home key.
Home.
And if I press the number 5 or center key on the numpad, I'll go ahead and do this.
1.
I hear that my insertion point is just to the left of the first character on the line that I just typed, which is the number 1. I'm going to add a blank line above this one by pressing the Enter key.
Enter.
I'll press the up arrow one time, and I'm going to type in training department.
T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G space D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T.
I'll press home to move back to the beginning of this line.
Home.
And now I'll press the JAWS say all command, insert plus down arrow.
Training department 11,831 ST port end period.
And I'll tap to the next control.
Tab city colon edit combo.
Again, just like in single page 1, we end up on this city edit combo box, and I know that St. Petersburg isn't in the list, so I'll simply type this in.
S T R F R G.
And I'll tap to the next control.
Tab state colon list box not selected Alabama.
Single page 1 asked us for the same information, except here it's in the form of a list box, as opposed to in single page 1 it was a combo box in which we could either type in the state that we're from or choose from the same list. However, here this is only one control, it's just the list box, so we need to simply choose from the list. I'm going to go ahead and tab to the next control.
Tab postal code colon edit.
And we hear that we're being asked for our postal code again. I'll go ahead and type this in.
33716.
And tab to the next control.
Tab phone number colon edit.
Here we're being asked to enter our phone number, and this sounds like just another edit field. However, this control utilizes a feature known as masking. Masking allows the user to simply enter in the information a particular control is asking for, and the formatting of that information is carried out automatically. You'll frequently encounter masking during installations of programs, when it asks for your serial number, for example, or in databases where information needs to be entered in a consistent format. I'm going to go ahead and type in my phone number in this field, but I'm not going to add any parentheses, dashes, or spaces. I'll go ahead and type this in now.
7 2 7 8 0 3 8 0 0 0.
Notice if I do a say current line here, insert plus up arrow.
Phone number colon edit 7,278,038,000.
We hear that this just appears as one long number. However, if I press the tab key to move to the next control, I'll go ahead and do this.
Tab, clear form button.
And then shift tab back to our phone number edit field.
Shift tab, phone number colon edit, left paren 727, right paren 803-8000.
We hear that the parentheses, spaces, and dashes have automatically been entered. I'm going to go ahead and move to the next control.
Tab, clear form button.
Again, we have a clear form button.
Tab, OK button.
And an OK button. And of course, we've also got a cancel button here. I'm just going to accept the changes that I made to this dialog and activate the OK button.
Enter, edit.
So far, the pages that we've been exploring have been single-page dialogs. Let's go ahead and activate a multi-page dialog from within that same sample dialog submenu. I'll press Alt plus T.
Alt T, menu active, tools, spell checker, .. F7.
Down arrow to sample dialog submenu.
Sample dialog submenu.
Press Enter.
Enter, single page 1, ..
And I'll down arrow until I hear multi-page.
Single page 2, .. Multi-page ...
I'll press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, tracking my progress dialog. General Page. This multi-dash page dialog has been designed to track your progress as you learn different skills while participating in the JAWS basic training tutorial period. The six other pages within this multi-dash page dialog allow you to track your progress after you learn a new keystroke or how to perform a new activity period. Each page tab has been given a label comma which describes a list of skills found on that page period. Once you feel you have gained a solid understanding of a skill comma, go to the page comma which describes that skill and press spacebar to insert a check in the associated checkbox period. Make sure you save the changes you make to the page by activating the apply button period. When you make changes in this multi-dash page comma, you also update the list view contained within the sample dialog submenu comma which tracks the same skills period. If you wish to clear all the sample dialogs within HJPad at one time comma, go to the clear samples menu item listed in the sample dialog submenu and press the enter key period. General tab.
So we heard a lot of text read to us, and this is a page on this multi-page dialog, in this case called the general tab page, containing a lot of static text and three controls. Three controls being an OK button, a cancel button, and an apply button. Two key words that you're going to want to listen for when entering a dialog that you've never been in before are the words tab and page. And those are usually indications that you have landed on a multi-page dialog. In this case, as I said earlier, we heard a lot of text. However, in some cases, you're not going to hear all the text immediately upon entering a multi-page dialog with a lot of static text. So you're going to want to double check that you've heard everything. That is, if you're interested in what information is being presented on a particular page. I'm going to route my JAWS cursor to the PC cursor by pressing the key combination insert plus the minus key or the dash key on the numpad. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Route JAWS to PC.
And now I can simply down arrow through the text in this dialog.
This multi-dash page dialog has been designed to track your progress as you learn different skills while participating in the JAWS basic training.
So feel free to stop this lesson and explore the rest of the text within this dialog before continuing on with this lesson. I'm going to turn my PC cursor back on.
PC cursor.
And I'm going to use the standard Windows keystroke to move between page tabs. I'll press the key combination of Control plus the Tab key.
System.
We hear now that we've landed on the System page tab in this multi-page dialog. For the most part, this dialog has been created to help you track your progress by checking the various checkboxes on these pages. I'm going to go ahead and tab to the first control within the System page tab.
Tab, Get Help checkbox not checked.
The first choice here is Get Help, checkbox not checked. And since we've already been through the section on using the various JAWS help features, I'm going to go ahead and check this checkbox by pressing the space bar.
Space.
I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, open the start menu, checkbox not checked.
We have opened the start menu, so I'm going to check this, space bar.
Space.
And I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, switch between applications, checkbox not checked.
We've switched between applications. I'll go ahead and press the space bar.
Space.
And tab to the next control.
Tab. Quit the active application. Checkbox not checked.
We learned how to close the Notepad application in an earlier lesson, so I'll go ahead and press the space bar on this.
Space.
And I'll tab again.
Tab. Close a child window. Checkbox not checked.
Go ahead and stop the lesson. Tab through the various checkboxes on this page. When you're finished, press the Control plus Tab key to move to the next page tab and do the same thing. Continue this process until you return to the General page tab, at which point you may press the Enter key to activate the OK button and return your application focus to the HJPad main application window. I'm going to press Control tab until I hear General tab.
Navigation slash editing. Windows miscellaneous. JAWS miscellaneous. JAWS screen review. JAWS help slash customization. General.
There it is. In this multi-page dialog, pressing Ctrl plus Tab simply cycles us through all the available page tabs. Some multi-page dialogs don't wrap, however, so in these cases, it is sometimes necessary to press Ctrl plus Shift plus Tab to reverse the order in which you are moving through these page tabs to bring you back to the first page in a particular dialog. I'll press Insert plus the letter E just to make sure that the OK button is the default button in this case.
Default button is OK.
And it is, so I'll press the Enter key to activate the OK button.
Enter edit.
You have reached the end of side 1. Please fast forward to the end to queue up side 2 and turn the tape over.